And one of them is my heart. So I wanted to ask you, Doc, today about heart disease. My father had triple bypass surgery by the time he was my age. And so I'm curious.
Whoa, that's bad news.
Yeah.
You know, family history and heart disease, by the way, is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what should I be looking for?
Well, there's several things. Let's talk about heart disease. If you have a family history like that, that is very strong, all right, you know, essentially of your risk factors, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, today everybody thinks, whenever you ask them about heart disease, they think about cholesterol, all right? And cholesterol is one of the risk factors. It's actually not cholesterol, but a fraction of a cholesterol, and we'll talk about that a little bit
now,
more.
How do you find out what
That's
your cholesterol
test.
Is?
It's a blood test. It's standard around, every doctor can do it. It doesn't cost that much.
I just did a blood test the other day. Did we put that in there? Is that part of it?
Yep.
Okay, we'll look at that.
The other thing that's important is a lot of people don't know this. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman today he's very proud. His cholesterol is down to 136 on statins. And that's actually a pretty good number. But a lot of people don't realize that if your cholesterol literally goes below 130, I believe it's a Harvard risk profile studies that showed this, but actually the risk of heart disease and vascular disease goes up, all right? Number two, if your cholesterol gets too low, essentially what every cholesterol, think of it, cholesterol is sort of like it's your first line of defense for inflammation.
What is cholesterol?
Think of it like it's something your liver makes to protect your body against inflammatory issues, all right? Now, we look at cholesterol the wrong way. In fact, every hormone that you have, so many parts of your body, chemicals or things that you need to live, the first step in making that is cholesterol, all right? So if you had no cholesterol, you die, all right? That's, in fact, people with cholesterol in the 70s, 80s, I mean, they are getting ready to check out kind of thing, all right?
Really?
So cholesterol is not the issue or the culprit, all right? Cholesterol is a marker for inflammatory issues, all right? We now know that heart disease is basically an inflammatory condition, same as diabetes, cancer also often starts as an inflammatory condition. So cholesterol is a marker for that. It's not the cause. All right, there's some other inflammatory process that's making the cholesterol raise. All right. And it's actually not the cholesterol, actually, but it's a certain fractions that is the issue, all right? But a lot of people don't realize that if you have if you have essentially a heart disease history, let's say, all right? And even if you don't, there are six things that you can do that will lower your risk by up to 50%, all right? And they're simple, and they don't even take a doctor, all right? Number one, quit smoking. All right.
I did that.
Yes. All right. No, seriously. All right. Quit smoking.
That's a huge thing. That's a huge step.
Number two is keep your BMI, your basic metabolic index, BMI, under 25. All right.
What is the BMI?
Well, it's essentially a ratio or a number that has to do with your height and your weight.
Oh, okay.
So
gotcha. I got you.
Here's what you do. You just go on the website, Google BMI calculator, and there's dozens of them will come up. Your doctor will do it every time you walk in the office. Your doctor will calculate that automatically, all right, for your chart. And every patient, we do what's called a BMI calculation and a weight calculation, and we give our patients a copy of that. But you want your BMI under 25, all right? If you're over 30, you're actually classed as obese. Over 40, you're classed as morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. Those numbers have meaning. I mean, it doesn't just because you are morbidly obese doesn't mean to say that you're going to get in trouble. But we know that statistically, if your BMI comes below 40, you're no longer morbidly obese, but now just obese, the risk profile statistically drops phenomenally with lower risk of heart disease or problems, all right? And likewise, if you get under 30, the risk goes even down. And if your BMI is under 25, the risk for heart disease is low, all right? So bottom line, this is a way of saying keep your weight down,
gotcha.
All right? The other thing is do some kind of physical activity every day, some kind of, to stress your body, all right? And if you think of it, most of us, especially as we get a little bit more older and are more sedentary, we don't do we do very little low impact exercise. And what I do, I have a sedentary lifestyle. I mean, I run around the office a lot, but when I park my car, usually over at the hospital.
Oh, you're one of those.
I often try to run. All right, because I want my heart rate at least once or twice a day to get up above 140 or whatever it depends on how old you are, to stress my heart so that I can help get a little bit of exercise for it.
You park over at San Joaquin?
Yes.
That's a long walk.
Well, because I have one of these electric cars I plug in. San Joaquin gives me free electricity to plug my car in, and I'm very thankful. San Joaquin is a phenomenal hospital.
I did not realize that Hummers come with a cord.
I got rid of my Hummer. I sold it. But I have an electric car that I plug in over there. All
okay.
Right? I'm very thankful, I mean, to San Joaquin. I mean, this, you know.
That's a long walk.
But I try to run over there to stress my heart. Well, all right?
And look at you. You're in shape. You're a skinny little guy. I'm a big fat pig.
Sure, but I try very hard to keep my weight down. And it's harder, all right? The weight has more to do, by the way, with your hormone balance and your thyroid balance than anything else. That's one of the reasons in the practice we're very aggressive, you know, about making sure that your thyroid is on the top quarter of normal and your hormones are balanced, all right? Because if not, it's very difficult to lose weight.
Yeah.
The second thing is to keep your blood pressure under 120 over 80. diet, stay away from sugars. In fact, refined sugars, we have now shown the risk of, if you eat fine, refined sugars, the risk of cardiovascular disease, inflammatory process goes through the roof, all right? Diet, lean meat and fats and veggies kind of thing. Fasting blood sugar, under 100, all right? No pre-diabetes or diabetes. And cholesterol, less than 200, all right? But that's the kind of things that happen. The other thing that we want to talk about is most doctors check cholesterol levels, all right? And that's good, by the way. It's the first way to start. But there are six different markers that we can check that are more powerful or more, not powerful, but more more statistically significant for heart disease than cholesterol.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come right back and we'll get to that. Also, we'll take your phone calls for the doc if you have a question. 399-1560 is our phone number, 399-1560. This is KNZR.
If you oppose school choice while sending your children to a lily-white private school, you might be a brain-dead liberal. You're listening to the Jazz McKay Show on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR.
It's all about the water. California continues to suffer from drought, and Kern County is no exception. Farmers and residents alike are feeling its effects. If you depend on well water, whether it's for agriculture or your own home, it's essential that your pump system is operating at its maximum potential. If not, you could be wasting thousands of dollars with inefficient pumps or restricted flow. That's where WPI Water Resources Incorporated comes in. WPI is a family-owned business and has over 100 years of experience in Kern and Tulare counties and are committed to fulfilling all your pump needs. WPI diagnoses, repairs, and services all makes and models of pumps with minimal downtime. Their knowledgeable crew is always available and ready to solve any problems or answer any questions you may have. See what WPI Water Resources can do for you by calling 559-535-5324. That's 559-535-5324.
This is an Armed Citizen Report from Bear Mountain Sports.
A pair of armed men entered the Jiffy Food Stop in Easton, California, near Fresno, and attempted to rob the store. The clerk on duty responded to the threat by retrieving a firearm and exchanging gunfire with the criminals, striking one of them. Upon meeting armed resistance, the thieves took off. However, the wounded robber did not get far, collapsing and dying just outside the store. The clerk was not harmed during the incident.
This is Gene Thome from Bear Mountain Sports on the Weed Patch Highway just off the 58. And every year, over 2 million Americans defend their homes, their families, and themselves with firearms. Come see us and we'll help you not be a victim. Call 366-AMMO. That's 366-AMMO. Buy them cheap and bury them deep. And we'll see you at the Bear.
America's ceramics, do it in natural stone. Are you ready for a home makeover? America Ceramics will make your dreams come true. Now with even more to choose from. With two locations to offer. Do your next upgrade in natural stone. Go by and check out their showroom at 4000 Fruitvale Avenue. And now on 2000 South Chester. Or check them out online. AmericaCeramics.com. Stop by and see all the beautiful upgrades you can make to your home. On a budget. America Ceramics is open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. America Ceramics. Stop by 4000 Fruitvale Avenue, 2000 South Chester Avenue, or online at AmericaCeramics.com. Give them a call at 587-4002.
America Ceramics. Do it in natural zone. KNZR. It's the great, huge, and whopping Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
And we're back, Jazz McKay program. Dr. Mensing from The Practice. 871-3300 is the phone number for The Practice. Our number, 399-1560. And Judy, you're up first this afternoon. Judy,
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Guys.
Hi, Judy.
This is the Tamale Lady.
Hi, Judy, the Tamale Lady.
As a matter of fact, Dan and I have been talking, and we'll talk more later, you and I.
Yeah. Hit me up on Facebook, will you?
Yes, sir. Right. And tell Laura I love her.
I sure
I love her,
that.
Love her, love her. I just am thinking of her every day.
Bless your heart.
And, okay, so I have a question for Dr. Mensing.
What is
All
it,
right,
Judy?
I had bariatric surgery in 07.
Yes.
And as of today, still, after I have lost 105 pounds, according to Kaiser, I'm still obese. And I've lost 100 pounds. How can that be?
Well, Judy, it depends on your what's called the BMI, all right? BMI is not defined by weight, all right? That's very important. A lot of people don't realize,
defined by the fat content, right?
No, whoa, I said that wrong. Obesity is not defined by how much you weigh, all right? It's defined by how much you weigh versus how
tall you are, right?
All right? That's where that BMI comes. So if you're short, all right, and heavy, your BMI is going to be higher than if you're six foot six and
right.
You're heavy. Do you follow what I'm saying? So BMI is the marker or the determinant of obesity, not how much you weigh. All right. A lot of people don't realize that. That's why we say, in the earlier segment, we said go on the website, Google BMI calculator.
Right.
There are dozens of them on the website. They're free. And check what your BMI is, because you want your if you're above 30, you are by definition obese. All right.
Right.
So you can have two people that are different height.
It's so confusing, though, Dr. Mensing, because you go in, you know, and the hope and the joy that I have from losing so much weight, and then I feel so discouraged.
Well,
because my BMI is still obese.
Well, here's the issue that we have, and one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of obesity surgery. There's a place for it, okay? Don't get me wrong. All right, there is, but the problem we see is that people who are obese. And you decide to go for obesity surgery, and it can do a lot of magic things.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that in long run, people who go for that many times have the mentality that they're looking for, it's like the secret pill, the secret surgery to cure my problems. And they're not solving the root issues. Do you follow?
Right.
And
absolutely.
The problem, like, as we've talked with heart disease, what we're talking about today, the issue is not what your cholesterol is. The issue is not what your weight is. It's what this does to the vessels to cause the inflammation.
Can I ask you this question? Does the gall... Okay, because when I had my surgery, they took out my gallstone, my gallbladder, because I had a gallstone the size of a golf ball.
That's a pretty good size
gallstone. And I didn't even know it.
That's a good one.
And my question is concerning the gallbladder, since that is the key component of bile and fat breakdown and all that, would that gallstone cause you to stay obese?
No. Although there is a correlation of gallstones or biliary tract disease with obesity, all right? Don't get me wrong, there is. But that does not, the gallstone itself is just one of the risk factors. Obesity is one of the risk factors for it, but biliary tract disease is not the cause of your obesity.
Okay. All right. That was just a question I had, you know, that I wanted an answer to because it was just a thought, you know?
The message I want to get around today is that the cholesterol is not the issue. It's part of the issue, but it's we now know that it's the inflammation in the vessels that causes your heart disease. It's an inflammatory process.
Yeah, I got you.
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
I got you
when
now.
You say that.
Yeah, because bottom line, what happens is your vessel gets inflamed. The cholesterol is there to help patch that hole in that inflammation. All right?
Thanks for calling, Judy. I appreciate it, darling. Let's get Bryce on with us this afternoon. Bryce, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, Jazz. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I had a question for the doc there. How do you feel about a ketogenic diet as far as losing weight and since we're on the topic of heart and cholesterol levels and all that stuff?
Here is my comment about ketogenic diets, all right? They can help, all right? In fact, we use them sometimes. My problem with ketogenic diets are this, all right? Number one is short-term, they're okay. But over the long term, I'm not so sure they're good for you. Number two is that once you, if you rely only on a ketogenic diet, and you can start losing weight probably for about 4 to 7 weeks with that quite easily, and then you'll you'll often level off. But you're also not, that's not the only issue with respect to risk factors. So, you know, is your thyroid balanced? Are your hormones balanced? All these other things. Do you have a sleep disturbance? Do you have a depression issue? All these other things have to be looked at, or else you will not, over the long term, be successful. All right. Now we in the office, we have an aggressive program with weight. All right. 79% of our patients lose weight without dieting. We don't use dieting. We do only a few things that we ask people to do, and they're very, very, very simple actually. There's not very much we ask them to do because we like it the simpler, the better, the easier it is to do. But those that don't respond, okay, let's say that 21% that we do that don't respond, there's always something else. You haven't got the magic bullet yet. There's something else happening that you have to look at, all right? And it could be anything from medications to chronic illnesses to some other chronic disease that's going on, that you have maybe a a tumor causing too much steroids. There's a dozen and one things that can happen. But there's nothing wrong short-term with the ketogenic diet. But my experience, if that's all you take and do, Bryce, it won't work over the long term.
I appreciate the call, Bryce. Take care. What is a ketogenic diet there, Doc?
Well, it's a certain diet that changes your metabolism to put you in what's called ketosis, mild ketosis, and essentially make you lose weight. It has to do with some things that happen in the liver with some hormones that make you called ghrelin and enterolin that make you sort of
want... Is it a certain type of food that you eat? Or
yeah, it's a way of making yourself ketotic. Or a little bit acidotic. But here's the problem. A lot of people don't... It works, all right? But here's the issue. When you become a diabetic, okay? And let's say you're an insulin-dependent diabetic. What's the first thing that happens? How does your body respond to it? You become ketotic. And eventually, if that ketosis gets so bad, it'll kill you. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a ketogenic diet, you are mimicking early ketosis. But over the long term... It's not. I don't think
okay,
it's a good
don't do
good
it for a long term, but it's a short term.
Yes.
Well, nobody likes to take go dieting, forever.
No.
Let's take a break. Come right back here, and I wanted to let you know, folks, there is hail. I understand it's hailing in Wasco. All right, hailing and high winds in Wasco.
That's what a caller just said.
All right. We'll return right after this. More with Dr. Mensick. 399-1560 is the number. This is KNZR.
Good afternoon. A shooting in East Bakersfield Sunday about 7 p.m. Kern County Sheriff's Office says a 57-year-old man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after he was shot in the leg. Three possible male suspects fled the scene on foot. According to the Kern County Sheriff's Office, a couple that had offered to drive an elderly woman home from a market were unable to turn around on Fay Ranch Road north of Weldon on Saturday night because of weather conditions. Volunteers from the Sheriff's Kern Valley Search and Rescue Team found and helped them get back on the road. A winter storm warning and flash flood watch are in effect until 8 p.m. for Kern County Mountains, including Tehachapi. Weekend rainstorms continuing today, which could cause more flooding, road closures, and power outages here in the valley. After 35 years, Steve Denman is stepping down as head football coach at Tehachapi High School. Denman retires with 300 wins at the helm of the Warriors. The Chevron Weather Center calls for more showers likely today with a high near 54. Chance of showers tonight with a low around 40. A slight chance of rain on Tuesday. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 55. I'm Bill Curtis for KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
Your closet is full of movie reels and videos that you can't watch. I have your answer. Adam's here from Transvideo. Now, you have a unique gift idea for our listeners, transferring old home movies and videos onto DVD to share again with family and friends.
And now we have a transfer special to transfer your 16mm, regular 8, Super 8mm films and videotapes onto DVD and hard drive. Give me a call, 800-844-5030.
So how do you do this?
First, we clean, lubricate, repair, and restore your films. Then we digitally transfer your films while constantly adjusting the light levels and color levels. Plus, we edit out the bad spots, producing our customers a crystal clear, flicker-free production. Call me today, 800-844-5030.
You know, it occurs to me, you could also transfer videotapes like VHS and Beta, 8mm, and DV.
Easter, Mother's and Father's Day are just around the corner. Call Transvideo now at 800-844-5030 to digitally transfer your memories into the future.
Jazz McKay here for The Practice and Dr. Jan Mensink. You know, Laura and I have been members of The Practice for almost 5 years now, and I'll tell you, we couldn't be happier. For just $79 per month for adults and $20 for kids, you can see the doctor as often as you need with no copays. That's unlimited doctor visits for just one low monthly fee. Now, what makes The Practice special is the fact that Dr. Mensink gives you that personal one-on-one service like you used to get from the family doctor in years gone by. Instead of being treated like a number or just a name on a chart, you're treated like a person. There are no long waits at The Practice, and Dr. Mensink will take all the time necessary to explain everything about your treatment. And the staff is just amazing. They're both friendly and efficient. There's way too much to tell you about in this one little commercial, so call 871-3300 today and set up an appointment to let them explain to you the many advantages of being a member. That's 871-3300, 871-3300, The Practice, prepaid family medicine with a difference.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KNZR. Jazz McKay is not right wing. He's just right. You're listening to Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM. KNZR.
Welcome back. Jazz McKay programs, 1560 AM. And 97.7 FM KNZR, and we're talking with Dr. Mensink today about heart disease. What are some of the other things people can look out for?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about six markers that are very quickly, six markers or tests or things that you can do that are more important than cholesterol.
Okay.
All right? Number one is homocysteine levels. And essentially, homocysteine, the higher your homocysteine, it's a marker of inflammation, okay? So the higher the inflammation in your body, the more likely you have heart disease. And essentially, one thing important, I'm not suggesting everybody get homocysteine levels. I think if you have a lot of risk factors and there's a lot of other issues and you're not fixing the problem, to do that. But here's some important thing that I do recommend to people. If your homocysteine levels are high, think of this as homocysteine is a marker for vitamin B deficiencies, mm-hmm. for B complex deficiency, especially B6, B12, B9, all right, and folic acid. So the if you want to lower your homocysteine levels so you have less heart disease, you take a good B complex vitamin, and also you make sure that you don't do the things that lower B12, all right? Number one, all right? If the number one cause of lower B12 levels and thiamine and folic acid levels and B6 is alcohol. All right? And think of it. Every time you drink a glass of alcohol, it lowers your B vitamins and your folic acid and your thiamine, and it makes likely more inflammation present. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I got you.
And so your homocysteine levels will go up. All right? The second thing is fibrinogen, all right? And think of that as a test for blood, for how thick your blood clots, how easy it clots, or how thick it is. But the thing that's important with that, you have to be very careful, all right, is that we want your blood thinner, all right, to lower the risk of heart disease. And in fact, that's how a baby aspirin a day, you know, after age 50, that's how it works. It thins your blood a little bit. One baby aspirin, 81 milligrams.
You know, that's funny because I never really knew why. Well, I just knew I was supposed
to. One baby aspirin, 81 milligram baby aspirin, changes the ability of the blood to clot for 5 days. All right? That's impressive. One 81 milligram baby aspirin, all right?
So what once a week?
No,
I take one every day. Okay.
Now, what a lot of people don't know, let me give you another thing that you can do naturally, all right, if you don't want to take aspirin. Like, there's been some people who have recommended or have associated taking aspirin with and NSAIDs with cataracts. I'm not sure that the jury is out whether that's true or not, but a lot of people don't know that if you take one 8-ounce glass of red grape juice, pure red grape juice. What we the problem we have is that most of the red grape juice is a mixture, or it's not pure red grape juice.
Right.
That has high levels of resveratrol and things like that in. Literally, one glass of 8-ounce glass of pure red grape juice, the blood thinning ability is better than one 81 milligram aspirin. In fact, I have patients with heart disease who have been unable to tolerate aspirin or NSAIDs or blood thinners that we put on a glass of pure red grape juice every day. And they've done just as well as being on an aspirin, all right? The second thing is there's something called C-reactive protein, a CRP. This Harvard Women's Health Study showed that if your CRP levels are high, you have a 4 times risk of having a heart attack, all right? But again, the CRP is a relationship, is a marker of how high the inflammatory state is in your body. Ferritin levels. If you have an amount of iron is high, that risks the risk of heart disease inflammation. The other thing that's important, Jazz, we are starting to understand now, and this is sort of new idea and new thinking. And this came out maybe John Hopkins did a study about what's called diabetic neuropathy. This is severe pain that diabetics can get in their legs. It just drives them bananas. It's just crazy. And they suffer with this pain. And up until now, we have thought, conventional wisdom was that the diabetes is affecting the nerves, and the nerves are what causes the pain, all right? But this newest study that came out from John Hopkins, it's making us look at it and possibly rethink our ideas about what's causing this severe pain, this diabetic neuropathy. Because what they found was that the small blood vessel damage is probably causing the pain, not the artery, not the nerves. And so if we look at treating this, not so much treating the nerves, but treating the small vascular disease of these microvascular blood vessels, it looks like we may be able to treat that, you know, the root cause of that pain easier than covering it up with treating the nerves.
Is the pain, what type of pain? Is it bone pain?
No, Jazz. They're often burning. They're what we call neuritic pains, but they're burning. They respond poorly to narcotic analgesia. They will drive a person bananas.
Really?
Yeah, just severe pain. It's sort
of nothing. You know, I've got this pain in my left ankle. It's not there all the time.
Yeah, this is.
It feels more like arthritis. Yeah, arthritis,
well,
though.
If the pain, arthritis pain, always is worse with movement of a joint. Mm. All right? Now, arthritis pain is caused by an inflammatory state also, just like it causes heart disease. All right? What can you do to protect your blood vessels? And this is what I kind of, this sort of the crux of what I want to talk about today. Number one is you want to stop your alcohol. All right? Number two, take B vitamins and folic acid. There's something else called pycnogenol, and I'll spell it PYCNOGENOL. And if you take about 50 to 100 milligrams, and it's something you can buy over the counter, it's one of the most powerful antioxidants. It comes from pine bark, and this comes from France. But in cutting that inflammatory state down so that you don't your cholesterol doesn't have to rise, and so you don't, the vessels don't get damaged, all that kind of stuff, all right? It's probably a very, very easy, something you can buy over the counter, you don't need a doctor for. It's pretty safe. The CDC is essentially reported that more than half the people in this country don't realize that they have hypertension and are not treated for it. So you want to make sure your blood pressure is under control, all right? The other thing that's happened is salt restriction versus no salt. And we, for years, we told everybody to stay off salt, all right? The fact of the matter is that the newest research about that...
Your body needs salt.
Yeah, right? But if you're Caucasian, you only 5% of the Caucasian people respond to salt restriction with their hypertension. But if you're black, almost 90, you know, the vast majority, 97% need salt restriction. The other thing is that last year, the University of Michigan came out with a study, and this is phenomenally interesting because we've been pushing D3 for a long time in our optimizing D3 in our patients. But if you are vitamin D3 deficient, your risk of hypertension goes up 3 times just by correcting your D3 levels. To me, that's amazing. Just amazing.
Now, you're talking about high dose.
No, just having normal vitamin D3 levels. All right. Now, in the practice, we optimize that. We want them above 80. All right, 80 to 90, mm-hmm. 80 to 100. But just making it so that it's above 30, that little step, and that doesn't take very much vitamin D3, that alone will decrease by a third the amount of heart disease you will have.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. Let's get Judy in here. Judy, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show. How are you?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question about sugar. Most of the things you've talked about, I'm in pretty good health, but I like sugar too much, and I need suggestions on how to cut down on sugar.
Okay, Judy. We should have a whole talk on sugar. Okay, let's talk about why you have sugar cravings and why you want sugar and why you want to stop it, all right? Number one is most people who have sugar cravings, all right, besides there's a few metabolic illnesses will do it and some cortisol issues will do it. But for the majority of people, let's say 85, 90% of the people out there who have they crave sugar. Here's how to think of it, all right? What's happening is your gut flora, your good versus a bad bacteria, all right? And also has a lot to do with how much yeast and candida you have in your gut. But every time, if you have an abnormal ratio, more bad bacteria and especially candida, all right, in your gut, or if you have thrush, like I saw a patient this morning, it has thrush, all right, in their tongue, white coating on their tongue. And they're not a diabetic. This is a marker. If it's on your tongue, it's through your whole gut. Essentially, the good bacteria versus a bad bacteria is screwed up. So if you have, let's say you yeast is, or let's say Canada, that's a big topic. Everybody thinks about Canada. This is not the only thing, by the way. But if you have too much Canada in your gut, all right, those Canada only lives on sugar. It doesn't live on protein or fats or anything like that. So if your gut has too much Canada on it and you start don't have enough sugar on board for those things to eat to survive, they put out certain chemicals that go through your through the wall of the gut saying, I need more sugar. And so you start eating more and more sugar. So if you have sugar cravings, all right, the first thing we do for our patients, number one, we'll often give them a couple, especially if we think there's any candida issue, we'll give them a couple of weeks of Diflucan. But more important than that, number one, they got to stop the sugar, all right? Number two, and that's hard, believe me, these people, that's the last thing you want to do. Number two, they have to, not only stopping sugar, they have to stop all things that are changed into simple sugars, like pastas, refined foods, refined breads, refined pasta things. But all things that are going into sugar have to stop, all right? And believe me, it'll kill them initially. Judy. Number three is you want to buy a very, very good enzymes that you take for your stomach to change the gut flora. Now, the problem we have, in fact, we actually started selling our own brand of the probiotics because what happens is there's very little relationship out on in the stores between price and quality, all right? Very little relationship. Some things, it doesn't make any difference, but probiotics are very much that way. So we mandate that all our patients go to our website, or we sell them in the office, a very good quality probiotic, so that and they have to take two of them every meal for 3 months minimum to change that gut flora. And we make them do that because I want, when they come back and it's not working, I don't want to know if it wasn't the probiotic that didn't work or was it.
No,
do you follow what I'm saying? No. So that's what we do for these patients. But if you have sugar cravings and you change that gut flora, that changes the inflammatory process of the body, and that alone lowers the risk of cancer, heart disease, a whole bunch of illnesses. So very important question, Judy. It's not easily treated, all right, but it's very, very important.
Well, I thank you for that explanation.
Yeah, just think of it. Your body is, think of it, the simple way of, it's much more complex than this, but a simple way, Judy, is think of it. Your body, literally, all this, you know, these bad bugs in your gut are craving for sugar, and they are sending this thing through your gut wall to say, feed me, I'm hungry. All right?
I thought it was emotional.
No, it's not true.
It's both. But I do thank you, Doctor. That was a very good explanation.
Thank you for calling, Judy. Appreciate it. You know, it's like all of these things, of course, are important. You talk about you park your car all the way over at San Joaquin Hospital. You walk about five blocks to your office.
I run.
You run about five blocks. But at the end of the day, let's face it. Let's be honest here. A good night's sleep is vital to good health.
Jazz, very true.
Without very a true. Doubt. And I'm telling you, folks, if you have a mattress that is more than 20 years old, it is time to start looking for a new one. And I'm telling you right now, you've got just a few more days to get into Sleep Train's year-end clearance sale. It ends on Sunday. And check out all of the options that you have there and all the savings that you can take advantage of. Big time savings, 50% savings on sleep essentials while supplies last. Stock up on those sheets and pillowcases now, and also on the pillows, and also get up to 48 months interest-free financing with no money down. Okay, call 866-780-6220 for credit cost and terms. The best part about buying the new bed, of course, is a peaceful night's sleep, well-rested mornings, and, of course, a much healthier life. But the worst part is waiting for the bed to be delivered. But you know what? If you get in there and you purchase before 2 o'clock, Sleep Train will deliver it to your home that same exact day. For complete finance information in the store nearest you, visit sleeptrain.com. That's sleeptrain.com, your ticket to a better night's sleep. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Mensick after this on KNZR.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Women are always daydreaming about what their dream kitchen would be like.
Should the cabinets be white with granite countertops?
Or maybe cherry cabinets with Cambria quartz and stainless steel appliances?
We are always thinking about what it would be like if it was designed especially for us.
And we know what men are always thinking about.
Yeah, how much money will be left over for a new big screen TV?
Oh yeah, that.
Annetta Michelle with Blue River Cabinetry Kitchen and Bath design and install beautiful custom kitchens and bathrooms. No matter the project, let the gals at Blue River take care of everything.
Since we do so much of the work ourselves, you're going to get a project that's done faster and for a better price.
And with our large selection of cabinets and countertops, we can design something for every budget.
So there will be money left over for his new TV.
Women know what women want.
That's the Blue River difference.
Discover the difference yourself. Call the gals at Blue River Cabinetry and let them handle your project from start to finish. 588-8481. 866-588-8481. Blue River Cabinetry, Kitchen, and Bath. License number 865-925. A certified kitchen designer.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader. This is the Jazz McKay Show on Kenzer.
Welcome back. Jazz McKay program, 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, McKay and ZR. You know, sometimes I worry sometimes. I think to myself, Doc, you know, maybe there's some warning signs that I'm not aware of that are poking me right in the side of the head saying, go see the doctor. Tell him about this. What are things that I should pay very close attention to and not ignore in the way of symptoms and whatnot?
Sure. Okay, yeah, let's talk about
when it
that.
Comes to heart disease.
There are seven things that doctors look at that are so we look at as warning things. Mm-hmm. All right, that you have to see a doctor about right away. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, these are sort of you must see your doctor. It's time kind of thing.
Right.
All right. Number one is neck, jaw, or throat pain or chest pain. All right, neck, jaw, or throat pain. All right.
And what kind, again, neck or jaw?
Any kind of pain.
In the back of the neck?
No, we're talking more in the front of the neck.
Okay, okay.
All right, jaw and throat and arm pain. All right? You need to see a doctor. Number two, if you have swollen feet, if your feet starts to swell, that's a body saying there's something wrong, you need to see your doctor about it. All right? Mm-hmm. Number three is if you have hair loss over the crown, the very top of your head, the crown of your head, there is a 23% increase in risk for heart disease. I'm serious.
From baldness?
Yes. Not in the front, but in the back. On the crown.
Like a bald spot?
Yeah, in the back. Okay?
Okay.
The risk
Not up here, but
no,
back here.
Yeah, in the back. Gotcha. The 23% increase in cardiovascular disease risk for these patients.
Why
right?
is that?
I don't know. I don't know that we know.
They just,
right?
There's a correlation, but
there's a different
nobody knows
correlation.
Why.
All right? So though, if you are a male and you've got balding of the back of the head, you better be seeing your doctor and saying, what's the issue? I need to look at this. And it may be that there's nothing.
It may
it's got to be done. All right? The next thing is what we call xanthomas. And they are little yellow bumps, all right, that are just under the skin. They're getting around the eyelid, all over the place. They're called xanthomas. But here's the bottom line. That's the body giving you a warning that you need to be seen. Why? Because these xanthomas are actually pure cholesterol crystals. So it means your body has so much cholesterol, it's trying to get rid of it, and it deposits them in the skin, and you can see these
trying to push it out through your skin.
Well, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but if you've got these little yellow bumps, all right, they're often around the eyes and like that, that means that you usually have a lipid problem. You need to see the doctor about that. The other thing a lot of people don't realize that we strongly recommend to see the doctor right away is you have frequent urination, all right? Especially at night, all right? And for, you know, we all know and all think if we got prostate problems, you pee a lot at night, all right? But that's not what if you're, let's say, young and you still have frequent urination, what we found, you need to be checked to make sure that what happens is during the day, if you have borderline cardiac reserve, think of it this way, you don't have enough pumping power to pump the heart, the blood to the kidneys kind of shut down and they don't work as well. But now that you're sleeping at night you don't need all that blood pressure or all that blood circulation for the rest of the other activities, all right? Now you've got enough blood flow to function the kidneys, so the kidneys start working and start making a whole bunch of urine at night where you couldn't make it during the day.
Gotcha.
That's a sign of, can be a sign of cardiovascular risk disease and heart disease. So you need to see a doctor about that. Another thing that's a very good marker that you need to see a doctor about is if you have a cough at night when you lie down at night. Because one of the things we need to make sure is if you cough at night, it can be because of fluid redistribution in the lungs with a little bit of fluid in the lungs, and you're really, this can be a sign of early congestive heart failure.
Well, I was wondering about that because I assume that it's when you're changing position.
Yeah, well, what happens is there's lots of other things that do that.
It just settles in a different
but
spot.
This is one of those things. If you have this, you need to see your doctor to make sure it's not really heart disease issues. All right? The other thing that's just come out very recently, and I didn't know this probably a year ago, but we now have studies that show that if you have what's called orthostatic hypotension, that means that if you get up suddenly, all right, let's say you get up suddenly and you get dizzy and everything gets all right, that's orthostatic hypotension, decreased blood pressure as you stand up suddenly. We now know that there is a very high correlation between that and underlying early heart failure.
Now, is that something that you...
So that's something you see the doctor right away if that's
okay,
going on.
Is it something, I mean, something chronic, or is it just something that every once in a great while
this
happens?
No, this would be a chronic issue.
Okay, all right. Gotcha.
All right, so those are the things. There's seven things that we recommend our patients. If those happen, mm-hmm. you should see a doctor right away, all right?
You should put these up on your website.
You know what, maybe we can, what we'll do is we'll put this show on the website, I think.
Okay.
That would be even better.
Oh, yeah, people have been asking me now, because we don't record the programming here on KNCR. People will call me, they'll contact me, they'll say, hey, listen, Dr. Mensing said this and blah, blah, blah. Are we recording these sessions for you?
Yes, we put those, okay. About 2 weeks, we record them and they go on the website about 2 weeks later.
All right. Okay, gotcha.
So let's say Friday when we talked about depression and what to do, 2 weeks later, that'll be on the
website.
There
was somebody, because I had only three people ask me about, it was some drug that you mentioned here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, just it's the website's easy. It's Dr. Doctor with small D, small R, then my last name Mensink, Mensink, drmensink.com. By the way, Jazz, another thing we offer for free: if you sign, like us on Facebook, or if you give us your email address, okay, you don't have to belong to practice for that. But every 2 weeks, we send out a phenomenal newsletter about whole bunch of just neat things that happen. That's very patient-oriented kind of thing. And we encourage, we have literally hundreds and hundreds of people that say, that get the, in fact, a lot of people in the county that are not even our patients that sign up for this, and it's free. It's sort of a community service.
For the newsletter. For those of you who aren't familiar with the practice, explain real quickly exactly how the service works.
Jazz, you think of it like joining a gym. You give us $79 a month. You can come as often as you want for free. Less than a cup of coffee a day. You have no rushed appointments. We look at the root issue of what's going on. We treat our patients differently with more of a natural response. We're not naturopaths or anything like that. But we do regular medicine, but we're not afraid to add more natural things that will help too if it's good and safe and cheap. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. And it works. It works, literally.
Now, how about for kids?
Well, kids, if mom and dad join up the practice, essentially kids are $20 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. We do that to help with parents. Because let's say if you have three kids, mom and dad sign up for the practice. That's $79 a month for mom and dad. Each kid's $20 a month. All right. And we don't incur parents and adults, we strongly encourage them to do tier two. Next to $20 a month, because in the long run, it'll save a fortune. Because if you do tier two for $99 a month, everything I do in the office except counseling is free.
Right.
All right? Let's say you need testosterone pellets. I put some pellets in a guy today. They charge in town, Jazz, $1,200 to $1,500 to put pellets in. Hollywood, $4,500.
Good heavens.
Yeah, but we don't, I don't put testosterone pellets. I don't make money doing things on you, okay? Most offices, the more I do for you, the more money I make. I make my money on your $79 a month. And if you're tier two, we charge you for the pellets, $20, and we put them in for free, all right? Because I don't make my money doing things. I make my money on your $79 a month.
And you have connections with Quest Imaging, with trucks and radiology.
We have a whole bunch of different companies that we have phenomenal discounts for our patients. Just phenomenal. The medical community has been very supportive to help our patients. I mean, just... I can't say enough good about our local.
Because even if you have insurance, this still...
Jazz, more than 56% of our patients have insurance and join the practice because it's cheaper for them because of co-pays or because they want what we do.
Exactly right. Dr. Jan Mensing, go to drmensing.com. 871-3300 is the phone number. drmensing.com will answer all your questions. Make an appointment door. Just go drop in one day and take a look around the office. Go to the check out the cowboy room and the Scottish room.
Yes.
Cowboy room is my favorite.
It's amazing.
All right, Doc. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. We shall return. Oh, it's hailing in Bakersfield now. Hey, I love that. This is KNZR, buddy.
1560 KNZR Bakersfield, 97.7 KNZR FM Chapter.